The mission accomplished banner across the bridge of the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln helped President George W. Bush convey a sense of achievement to Americans less than 2 months after the invasion of Iraq.
In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
But that sentiment soon evaporated as U.S. and allied casualties mounted in the post-invasion insurgency that left Iraq on the brink of civil war.
Mission accomplished, and the Americans that were living in Iraq, they were working, they know it is not accomplished.
On October 31st, 2010, Mohanned Karadzhe was one of hundreds of Christian worshippers attending an evening mass at Our Lady of Salvation when terrorists stormed the Catholic Church. 58 people died in the attack, including several of Karadzhe's family members.
We lost the three in that church, and there are no security at all in Iraq. If they are not going to bomb the churches, they will bomb cars. They will use the bombing belts to bomb themselves with other innocent people.
Karadzhe decided to flee Iraq with his family soon after the church attack. He settled in Michigan and has since struggled to make ends meet.
There's no jobs. Living in U.S., it's hard too. It is not only the security, it's not enough. Living in Iraq was hard, but here it's harder too.
So just last year, 2012, we received 4,600 Iraqis here.
Madiha Tariq is a program coordinator for the Arab Community Center for Economic and Social Services, or ACCESS, in Michigan. The continued insecurity in Iraq has dramatically increased the number of refugees in southeast Michigan, which is home to the largest Arab American population in the United States. Tariq says, aside from the physical injuries and ailments, half of all incoming Iraq refugees suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and at least one-fourth suffer from severe depression.
I don't know what it means when he said that the mission was accomplished, because for us, I think that opened a whole new can of worms. We are happy to receive our new neighbors that are Iraqi refugees, but they come with a lot of baggage, and there's a lot of fixing to be done.
Mohanned Karadzhe is still fixing his frayed nerves as he struggles to eke out a living in the U.S. for his family with help from ACCESS.
I will never return to Iraq. I can't go back to Iraq. This is my second home. The first one is Iraq, and America is my second home.
A second home where his first priority is providing a better future for his children. Cain Fairbaugh, VOA News, Sterling Heights, Michigan.